Hello, friends, and welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. I recently attended a women's conference with my mom, and as I sat in the presence of the living God, I was engulfed by the peace of the Spirit. It was a moment that reminded me just how much I struggle to consistently acknowledge and engage with the Spirit in my daily life. Our days are full, from the moment we wake until the moment we close our eyes. And sometimes even then, we wrestle to silence the chaos around us. Family, work, social media, thoughts, commitments, the noise never really stops. But there, sitting that morning, listening to the worship team lead us through song after song, my ears perked and my heart steadied. I was able to soak up exactly what my soul needed. And today, I want to walk through two of those songs and see how Scripture speaks directly into their lyrics. Then, we will talk about why it is so vital that worship doesn't stop at singing. We are called to live it out. Worship is a lifestyle. And, you know, for me, it's one of the most intimate ways I experience the Holy Spirit, regardless of how off-key I might sing. As I sat there in that moment of worship, one song in particular really grabbed my heart. It reminded me that worship isn't just something we do, it's who we are. Before the Spirit can truly move in our lives, we have to make space for Him, and that starts with surrender. The song is called Make Room, and a set of the lyrics say, "Here's where I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. Every lie and every doubt, this is my surrender." So I wanted to kind of see, what does Scripture have to say about this type of surrender? And I found in Romans 12:1, we're told, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." And in Psalms 37:5, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." Lastly, James 4:7, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." The act of laying down our burdens, crowns, lies, and doubts is surrender. It's an intentional invitation for God to move in our lives. Just like the song says, we make room for Him to do whatever He wants. And isn't that exactly what Romans 12:1 calls us to do? Our worship is not just a song, it's a surrender of our daily lives to God. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, I do still believe it fits here just as well. Living life dedicated to God is an ongoing process. Each day we get up and do it again as if we had never done it before. And that is the only way that we can renew our mind, our body, and our spirit to become more like Christ day after day. So if you're the sister that struggles with the lies that are being told to you over and over, or with the discouragement, or even with just the doubt, I want you to hear what this song says right now. It says, "I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. Every lie and every doubt, this is my surrender." That is what God is calling us to, a life filled with surrender. It goes into the bridge and it says, "Shake up the ground of all my tradition. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better." And Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my way, declares the Lord." True worship challenges us to let go of our preconceived notions and allow God's Spirit to reshape us. Friends, I don't know about you, but I know I can get in my head about things. I cling to what I believe as the truth. And please don't even get me started on the walls that I can build. But God doesn't call us to stand on our own understanding. He calls us to stand on His truths and His promises. To do that, we first have to lay it all down and fully surrender it. So I want to give you a call to action and a prayer to use with this song before we move into the second one. The call to action is this. Take a moment today to reflect. What do you need to lay down before God? Every worry, every doubt, every fear, and every lie. Give it to Him. Invite Him to move in your life in ways only He can. And lastly, I want to give you a prayer that you can use to, as a catalyst, basically, to walk you through that call to action. Father, we come before you today and ask that you tear down every lie and help us to take captive every thought. Whatever is clouding our minds that isn't in alignment with your word, we lay it down and fully surrender it to you. Fill us with your truth, your peace, and your spirit. Amen. With every lie and doubt laid down, we can invite the Spirit to stir within us, preparing our hearts for the next step, learning how to live worship out every single day. And I don't know if you're familiar with this one. It's called Rest on Us. But if you're not, I encourage you to go listen to it. This song sparks something inside of me every time I hear it. I find myself singing it throughout my days, for weeks on end after I'd heard it at a church service or at a conference or maybe in the car. It's just, there's just something about the song. And today I want to focus on three specific pieces of the song. And I will explore them in a slightly different order than how they're sung, but I'm doing that to illustrate a teaching, not actually sing out the song. So let's look at the first set of lyrics. As the Spirit was moving over the waters. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Look at Genesis 1:2. We're reminded here now that earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Spirit who moved over the waters in creation is the same Spirit available to move in and through you and I today. Worship invites Him to rest, to fill, and to stir, whether in a song, a quiet moment, or throughout our daily lives. There's another set of the lyrics that say, fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Psalms 85:6 says, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? And Ephesians 3:16 says, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with the power through His Spirit in your inner being. Worship invites the Spirit to move in ways that refresh and strengthen us internally so that it overflows externally. That pounding heartbeat, that stirring presence, it is God inviting us to encounter Him deeply. Another set of the lyrics says, Spirit, when you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. Oh, friends, I don't know how you can sing this song, especially with other sisters in Christ around you, and not feel the Spirit. It is such a remarkable feeling. There is such truth and wisdom in this. This is not just assuming the Spirit will be there. This is not just hoping the Spirit will be there. This is us proclaiming that we know, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. And when you fill the room, you are here and I know you are moving. It's a declaration of our faith and our understanding. You see, the Spirit stirs our hearts. Ezekiel 36:26-27 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. That pounding you feel isn't just emotion. It's God's Spirit stirring your soul. It's a reminder that He is alive. He is active and intimately involved in our lives. God's presence provokes awe and recognition. Psalm 77:14 says, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. The heartbeat in worship reflects awe, this tangible awareness that God is present, moving, and powerful. And lastly, the Spirit moves us into action. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. That pounding isn't just a feeling, friend. It's an invitation. God moves us in such a way that we respond, not just sit quietly. It invites our hearts. It motivates our hearts to live out our worship through actions, through words, and through our choices. That heartbeat in worship isn't just for Sunday. It's a nudge from God to live awake to His Spirit every day. Quiet your mind and surroundings. Pay attention to where you feel Him moving. Let it guide your actions. Let it guide your decisions and attitude. When the Spirit fills you, you're reminded that worship is more than music. It's surrender, it's presence, and it's an ongoing invitation to let God shape your life. You see, at this women's conference, I felt that exact heartbeat. The music swelled, my chest lifted, and I knew without a doubt that God was present. It reminded me that worship isn't just sound, it's an encounter. And when we carry that encounter into our daily lives, worship becomes a lifestyle, not just a moment. Friends, here's the heart of what I want us to take away today. Worship doesn't stop when the last note fades on Sunday morning, or when you finish your jam session just trying to make it through traffic. Worship is a way of living. Making room for God in your heart isn't only about a moment of surrender. It's about a lifestyle of surrender. Inviting the Spirit to rest on you isn't only about a song. It's about living open to His presence daily. Look at what Colossians 3:16 and 17 tells us. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Worship is more than a melody. It's our response to God's presence in every moment. It's how we live when no one is watching, in traffic, at work, in relationships, and in the quiet of our hearts. Worship also extends from earth all the way into eternity. The worship of heaven is seen in Revelations 4:8 through 11. Day and night, they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." This is one of the clearest descriptions of eternal worship. Every creature and the elders bowing before God's throne continually. It's a reminder that worship isn't momentary. It's the posture of heaven. Look at Revelations 5:11 through 13. Then I looked and heard a voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." This expands the vision, worship filling all of heaven as every creature joins in praise of the Lamb. It is a perfect tie to living worship because it shows that everything created was made to glorify Him. And Isaiah 6:1-3, above Him were seraphim, each with six wings, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." Isaiah's vision echoes Revelation. It shows that worship in heaven isn't quiet or distant. It's active, ongoing, and full of awe. And lastly, Revelation 7, 9 through 12. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, every tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." This is one of the most powerful scenes. It's the redeemed from every nation worshiping together. It connects beautifully to our earthly calling. Our lives of worship on earth are a reflection of the worship we'll join in heaven forever. When we walk about living worship, when we talk about living worship beyond the song, we're not just talking about what we do here on earth. Revelation gives us a glimpse of what's happening in heaven right now. Day and night, every creature around the throne is crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." That means our worship here is almost like a rehearsal for eternity. Every act of obedience, every surrender, every moment we choose to honor God with our lives, it all echoes the sound of heaven. So let today be a reminder. Don't just sing the songs, live them. Let your surrender, your openness, your heart's invitation to the Spirit flow through everything you do. Because the same Spirit who moved over the waters at creation wants to move over your life today. Thank you for joining me on this scripture adventure. Until next time, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasure.